This is Idaho Matters. As we continue to have some of the highest rates of COVID per capita in our state, pharmaceutical companies are looking for a vaccine, racing for that, but also looking at therapeutic treatments. And one of them is using plasma from the blood of people who have already recovered from the coronavirus. Nicole Irwin is the CEO of the Red Cross in Idaho and Montana, and Dr. Walter Kelly is the organization's medical director for our region. And they are joining us today to talk about a possible life-saving treatment, and they need plasma donors. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
I really love your show, Gemma. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. Kelly, I want to start with you, because can you, in simple terms, explain the principles of using plasma from folks who have already recovered from COVID-19 to treat current patients?
Absolutely. So when someone has an illness like a virus, their body responds in several different ways, but one of the primary ways that the body responds is it makes a protein called an antibody, and that antibody physically binds to and attacks the virus. So when someone has had a virus, like the current coronavirus, and has recovered from it, their blood has a lot of that protein in it, because that's how they recovered from the virus.
So I was going to say, though, this is not a proven treatment. However, there is evidence to support that this theory works, right? Is that you take that plasma from recovered patients and put it into the bodies of patients who are currently fighting the virus.
Yes, that's right. So this is an investigational treatment. It's only administered under a couple of specific ways that the FDA allows investigational treatments to be administered. And we collect the data about that and then share that within the scientific community to try to determine, is it safe? And Dr. Michael Joyner out of the Mayo Clinic, who really sort of coordinates this effort on a national level, has published first the safety data. And now there's a little bit of effectiveness data that's also been published. So like many other things, as we're trying to grapple with this pandemic, we are looking for signals to try to see if we can find a therapeutic approach that helps people, and trying to understand which patients that it is the most helpful for. And there are a large number of trials going on, both pediatric trials, actual preventive trials. Johns Hopkins, some of my friends have a trial there where they're actually administering this to try to prevent infection in people that have high risk.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's fascinating then. So you could potentially use this plasma maybe to give to people who have not had the virus yet, but are at that high risk level.
Right. And so there are, like I say, we don't know the patient groups that will benefit the most from this. There does appear, as I said, to be benefit. And so we're continuing to do it. But as you pointed out initially, and I think this is so important for people to understand, it is investigational. We don't know that it will help everyone, but we do believe it's helping some people. Now, that being said, plasma transfusion is a common everyday medical treatment. We use it in burn patients. We use it in people having surgery. We use it to reverse certain drug toxicities, actually. So transfusing plasma is something we do every day and do safely. Right. And so it's not surprising that the safety data from convalescent plasma was very high.
And also, if you're donating plasma, isn't it similar to donating blood?
Yes. So when we collect convalescent plasma, we actually have people just do a plasma donation. And so that uses a special device. So it takes a little bit longer than whole blood donation, which is what most people do. And that's what most people sort of think of when they think of donating blood. So it takes a little bit longer. There's a special device with a single-use sterile kit. So there's never any contact between blood donor's blood, but that the donor's blood is gently pumped out, the plasma is separated, and that's what's then used for transfusion. And then the rest of their blood constituents, so their red blood cells and their white blood cells and their platelets, are returned.
So, Nicole, I'm curious then about how the Idaho Montana branch of the Red Cross got involved with this, and you're actually looking for these recovered COVID-19 patients to donate their plasma.
We are. And so we are currently collecting in the Boise office on the Franklin Road at our blood center. And we've had about 155 people who have had the antibodies. They've been verified for that. And we've collected about 400 units so far.
So Dr. Kelly, once the plasma from these recovered patients, in, let's say in Idaho in particular, once that you get that plasma, what happens? I mean, does it go to Idaho coronavirus patients? Is it being used in labs for research? What happens?
Right. Absolutely. So all the blood that's collected in Idaho actually has to come to a central processing facility down in Utah. And that's because there's only a few of these facilities that have the equipment to be able to do that across the country. So the plasma comes down to Salt Lake City. The testing samples are actually sent to a specialized testing lab down in Arizona. So this is really it's a national effort across the whole country. And so as soon as those units can be properly processed, they're actually frozen. And we do that routinely with all plasma units to maintain the proteins that all of the proteins that are in it. And then once the testing is completed, then it can be released out. Now, as you mentioned earlier, this is an investigational treatment. And so every unit that is released to a patient that's been enrolled and been consented. So they or their medical decision maker, if they're too ill to make decisions, has said, yes, I want to participate in this and receive this investigational treatment. And then the appropriate unit is sent based on their blood type. And so, for example, if you have someone with a very uncommon blood type like AB, there may not be an AB donor that's recovered that's donated recently in Idaho, but there might be one in Columbus, Ohio. And so the units are sent as quickly as they can based on blood type to whatever patient needs them across the country.
So, Nicole, we are we have about a minute and a half left. So I want to make sure for listeners or people who are listening who may know someone who has recovered, how do people participate and how do they find out if they're eligible to donate?
Sure. So first of all, we're looking for individuals who have fully recovered and have a verified COVID-19 diagnosis. There is a website that they can go to, redcrossblood.org/plasma4COVID with the number 4. And there'll be some eligibility, different screening questions, and then that will start the process for the donation if they're eligible.
And then, as you said, Nicole, if they live in the Treasure Valley area, can they come to your office to do the plasma donation, or where does that happen?
It will happen at our blood center on Franklin Road in Boise.
Okay. You know, I have to say, even though this is investigative, it is exciting. And I think that so many people want to help in some way, and maybe they've been trying to find a way to help. This is an incredible way to help if you have unfortunately gotten this virus. So I appreciate you both coming in and talking about this today and letting us know how people can help. So thank you both very much for the work that you do.
Thank you for raising awareness.
Absolutely. We have been talking with Nicole Irwin and Dr. Walter Kelly of the Idaho-Montana Regional Branch of the Red Cross. If you are a verified recovered COVID patient, you can donate your plasma. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday.